This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
We need five.
Oh, five. Okay.
So Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I just saw a really cool article Mike Adams put out, our buddy at National News. He says, you are America's immune system against political corruption, media malfeasance. I can't say malfeasance. I can't. I just said it. And government criminality. And you've just been activated. You know, we're going to be doing America's immune system, the Constitution, July 9th and 10th. And we've got an event, special event scheduled for you in Central Florida with Michael Bednarik. And he is, of course, a constitutional scholar, ran for president in 2004 as the Libertarian nominee. And he'll be with us. Go check it out. Links are up. All the upcoming events in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. A little later today, going to see Vaxxed. And that's happening with Polly, Tommy, Del Bigtree, and Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who we just had on last hour. This hour, someone who I think saw some of these folks, maybe all of them, up at the Autism One conference this past week. Her name, Joni Abbott of Homegrown Health, and she's with us now, along with Super Don, making it sound so good. Joni, welcome back.
Thank you, Robert, and yes, I certainly did see all three of the Vax Super Team, Polly, Tommy, Del Bigtree, and Andy Wakefield, and watching Vax, I mean, it changes your life, even though our lives are already changed from this very topic and knowing what we know.
Yeah, and that's the message, too. It's like, how often do you have a whistleblower from within a government agency admit to wrongdoing and then submit all of the evidence of that wrongdoing to folks, getting, I don't know how many hours, 40 hours, how many hours of confession, as well as it being read into the congressional record by Congressman Posey?
Right.
That doesn't happen every day, and I think that's why Dr. Wakefield has this impassioned plea. Everybody get out there, see it, push it, take your doctor to see this, because if they don't, they don't have a leg to stand on when they say vaccines are safe and effective. They don't have the whole story that they've been duped, they've been lied to, there's corruption, etc. And there are many other stories that need to be told about the injuries and damage done to the kids and also adults at this point, with an expanding vaccine list coming through the pipeline for Big Pharma at the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the CDC.
Absolutely. And just as Jeffrey Jackson, you know, posted this week on just the very case in point of doctors having their lives changed over after seeing Vax, you know, you can go to jeffreyjackson.com. He wrote about Dr. Val's No More Vaccines at his family practice after just attending the Autism One conference. So we have a lot of doctors who are also through this route of information, through the information of Vax alone, they're making the right decisions for their patients by giving them full informed consent.
Mm-hmm. Now, you at the Autism One, one of the things I missed most among the many things this year I wasn't able to attend are the Thinking Moms, the Thinking Moms Revolution. And there's so many of them.
I want to
hug them all. They're just wonderful what they're doing.
They're my girls. They're just, I mean, I was getting texts like, when are you getting up here? These people are your tribe. They're your tribe, Joni. Get up here. And I've known that for a while, but man, when you get to meet them in person and you get to have the conversations and you get to talk and you get to talk about all the great things that they're doing, including a brand new book that's coming out on Tuesday, you know, you really have an appreciation for all of the things that these women, all the irons they have fire, all the fires they have irons in, or irons they have fires in, and all the hats that they're spinning. This brand new book If you haven't read their first book, you've got to get Thinking Moms Revolution book. It's all of these stories about moms living with children who've been vaccine damaged. Some have not been vaccine damaged. I know there was a story of one who had been damaged from anesthesia. So it's toxic overload. It's, you know, things that help spiral them into the world of autism. Well, now we've got revolutionary grandparents, Robert, and I just think this is fantastic. It's the multi-generation of healing autism with love and hope, and it's a story of 19 different grandparents, grandmas, and some grandpas as well, mm-hmm. written from their perspective of how autism affects the entire family.
Yeah, we haven't had that perspective shared much because it's been, you know, a primary, let's say, parental to kid kind of scenario that has just exploded since the 1990s and the expansion of the vaccine schedule. So to hear it from the grandparents' perspective is very unique, and I think it's timely because these families need all the love they can get, and, of course, the grandparents can be that unconditional love.
Right. Well, the grandparents, I mean, sometimes for parents in the autism world, it's hard to get your extended family on board with you between the diets and understanding vaccine injury and understanding behaviors and understanding all of the therapy needs. Oftentimes, you know, we have families that are so under-supported by their own extended family that we see that it can just be devastating. And to see these grandparents step up and say, you know what, you're not going to let your kid drown. Well, you're my kid. I'm not going to let you drown. They're cashing in their 401ks. They're moving in together as families in order to help out and help recover these kiddos. And it's just, it's fantastic to see the love and the support and to know that, you know, if we're going through a hard time, at least, you know, they're not going through it totally alone.
Sure. Now, what's interesting to juxtapose this is that the grandparents' generation now are often of the generation that kind of threw caution to the wind and said, yes, doctor, whatever you say, doctor, right? And we are,
yeah.
You know, the results of a few generations now in the West, particularly in the United States, of really removing that grandparent kind of knowledge, the tribal knowledge we had passed on generation to generation. That food is medicine, that we need to grow our own food, that we need to have drugs only as a last resort, not as a first resort, and that we somehow survived before the era of vaccines much, much better, in fact, in terms of chronic disease, and that the biggest enhancement over the time of our grandparents' era of disease reduction and increased lifespan was due to sanitation improvements, hygiene, and even access to food and clean water.
Yes. Oh, time and time again, history repeats itself, and it shows us that sanitation was a much better effective means of eradicating disease than vaccination ever was. In fact, vaccination was deemed one of the worst like tragedies of the 19th century, I believe. There was a book that was actually written by the co-creator of Darwinism. His name was Alfred Wallace. And he talks about how vaccination was an utter failure, and it was something that we should actually, you know, be really ashamed about in the history of humans. How we've come so far, just half a century ahead, how that's all happened, it's a long story, but it's just so crazy to look back at history and see it as it was deemed an utter failure.
Well, if our grandparents are coming back to their senses, that's the kind of wisdom we need, you know, the wisdom of our elders. And, you know, when the elders have lost it, then we've lost it for the next generations. And I know the millennials, we've talked about it, they're looking for authenticity. And, again, if the grandparents are grasping that once again, that could be that bridge back to some semblance of sanity and, you know, a life that would be, let's say, with far fewer children damaged because they're sacrificed at the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Yeah, I just love it when you say that. Could you say that again for me, Robert?
Oh, God. Maybe I'll do some Latin for Super Don to bring him in here. We can go the masculine way, too.
Talk nerdy to me, Robert.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, here, you know what I want to do? I've got by the way, tell us the name of the book that the Thinking Moms Revolution put out again.
It is Revolutionary Grandparents. Generations
yes.
Healing Autism with Love and Hope, and you can find it on Amazon.com. It comes out on Tuesday. Forward written by Dan Burton and Robert Kennedy Jr. and Jenny McCarthy and many more.
And we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com today. And, Joni, I appreciate you putting the word out for us. Now, we have a question of the day from Melissa, and I want to include you in on this, Joni.
Okay.
Hi, Robert. I'm very interested in the science of how our bodies are like a fine Swiss watch and can combat illnesses and how most illnesses are caused by toxins. I'm 48 and only have 1 year of community college. What kind of education would one need to start learning how it all works? Thank you. You know, Joni, I want your perspective on this because there's just not one answer to this.
Well, I started studying just basic anatomy and physiology, basic cellular level things. I mean, it doesn't, you know, doesn't take long to find just basic information. I mean, your book, Unlock the Power to Heal, is a great place to start. You and Ty Bollinger, your second edition just came out this last March. Mm-hmm. But I really think that for me, I had to start with the immune system. I had to say, well, this is the one thing that's going to keep me healthy. It's the system that's been put in place for our bodies. What is it? How do we get it? And how do we keep it healthy? And what are the things that, you know, diminish immunity? So I had to go all the way back to in utero and birth and how we are born, how our immune system gets seeded, how we are able to feed the healthy microbes, this invisible world that lives inside of us. It's the law of the terrain. Mm-hmm. As you were my mentor for that. And I just, over and over and over again, everything goes back to the gut. Everything goes back. So if you want to know about overall health and the complexities of your body, I would mm-hmm. highly suggest studying the gut and the immune system.
Yeah, and there are many online courses. You can do home study on anything officially and unofficially. I'll be keynoting the American Naturopathic Medical Association's mm-hmm. conference in Las Vegas in August. And there are so many options and opportunities to learn now, officially and unofficially. And it is not necessary to have the sanctioning, if you will, of the medical establishment to be able to help people. In fact, they have harmed more than they have helped at this point, and they're recognizing it. The doctors themselves are saying, oh, my God, I got to unlearn so much to learn what really works. So, as I said, there's not just one way to do it, and it depends on how, you know, hardcore you want to be in terms of establishing a degree, if you will, and a license, which I'm opposed to all licensure for a very good reason, I believe. But the reality is there's not only one way, and let your heart be your guide, let your intuition, your gut guide you to the right way to go.
Absolutely. And you'll just start going down rabbit holes. I mean, you know, I didn't start off studying immunity. I just started off being a pregnant mom going, you know, maybe I should have natural birth because what a terrible time to find out I'm allergic to some kind of anesthesia or pain medicine right when I'm trying to have a baby. Like, that was really what started me on this journey.
Well, this is a journey. It is. And it's not a destination per se. It's going to keep on going long after we're gone. The question is, will it move on further into tyranny and destruction of the integrity of the human immune system, of human and animal life, based on the arrogance of doctoring men and some women? That's the question. If Joni Abbott has her way, it won't be that way. It'll be healing for all. And we're broadcasting
right.
that healing. She's got homegrown health. Joni, you want to hang out for an irreverent commentary coming up with Super Don?
Absolutely.
All right, we got that. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. Ian Clark's going to join us to overcome ADHD with minerals and magnesium after the break as well. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Upcoming events listed in the show notes, including the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, and that is June 23rd through 25th, St. Petersburg, Florida. You don't have to be a colon hydrotherapist to attend, and you can actually attend in the exhibit hall for free if you come on down and look for it. It's linked up. Constitution class with Michael Badnarik coming up July 9th. And open range the next day. If you've never done firearms, we've got a British Special Forces guy who's hosting it with us, and that's going to be a great opportunity. I want to see Joni Abbott shooting a submachine gun. That's what I want to see.
I'm Joni Abbott turns into Rambo.
Yeah. Also, the International Association for Near-Death Studies coming up July 28th through 31st in Orlando. That's fascinating. We've got great interviews we've had already. And Super Don's going to put them up in the archives if they aren't there already, and more. Just check it out. By the way, Super Don, this is your segment, because we're chock full of stuff with Ian Clark coming up next.
This is my segment. All right. Well, normally we save stories like these for the end of the show, but we had an opportunity here just to kind of lighten things up a little bit. Although, in a way, it's not, I don't know, some of these stories are a little, I'll let you judge for yourself.
Okay.
The first story here is really quite ironic. They both are, but this one especially. You know, we just covered the passing of Muhammad Ali, which, is a big story. But there was another sad situation in your state, Florida, just last week, where the headline really kind of says it all, and this speaks to the irony of the situation. On her way to a road safety meeting, a traffic expert died in a car crash.
Wait a second. Are you making that up?
No, I'm not making that up. And it's quite unfortunate. Maribel Lena, she was an employee of the Florida Department of Transportation, was on her way to a news briefing to detail new sturdier poles for the I-95 express lane to reduce accidents. And she never arrived because this traffic expert on the way to this briefing to try and create more road safety actually died in a car accident.
You know, I've been on I-95 between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. It's insane. I'm so glad I don't have to do that anymore. I mean, I literally every time I got on there, I'm like white knuckle fever, gripping the wheel going, I hope nobody swerves here because it's like being in a third world country down there. The rules are just suggestions. I don't know. Joni, you ever been in a situation like that? Not in the Midwest.
Oh my gosh. We have a big bridge that has a lot of traffic that's under major construction right now. And they're even printing stories in local media about how to zipper merge and why people need to zipper merge. Do what Joni does. Avoid that traffic area. Take another bridge. That's what I do. I'll leave an hour early just to not have to white knuckle it.
Right. Yeah, no, don't add to the mess there. Now, here's another story, a facepalm story, Super Don, that you threw out there. Former probation corrections officer trying to do something nice. He was like trying to break up a bar fight, and he flashed his probation officer badge, which looks like a cop badge.
Well, the problem is that this former probation officer was that. He was a former probation officer. And so the badge that he had was not a valid badge. It was not something that was current. So here he is trying to break up this bar fight, and he thinks, all right, so you know what I'm going to do, trying to de-escalate things. I'm going to pull out my old probation officer badge. I'm going to flash that, and, you know, obviously, people are going to go, oh, well, he's a police officer. We'll stop, right?
Right.
Well, unfortunately, these guys must have been drinking a little more than they probably should have, and it didn't stop them. And, in fact, in the process of flashing his badge to break up the fight, he got knocked out unconscious.
Oh my gosh! And to add insult to injury, it gets worse from there. What happened next?
Well, yeah. So after he gets knocked out, the police show up, and then they charge him with impersonating a police officer.
that's like no good deed goes unpunished. That's not a good story there.
Oh man! Yeah. You know, the guy was trying to do the right thing, but you know, not only does he get knocked out, but then they charge him with impersonating a police officer, which technically he was doing.
Yeah.
You'd think maybe they'd cut him a little bit of slack, but apparently not.
See, it's like the traffic story. It's like if you can avoid going into I-95 traffic in Miami, do so. Just like if you can avoid going to a bar fight, you probably want to avoid that altogether. If not, I want Joni with me as my bodyguard.
Oh, well, I usually will talk him to death before anything else happens.
All right. Well, homegrown health, and next episode, what are you covering? Do you got anything on tap?
Yeah, I've got Judy Smith. She's a TMR grandparent, and she is talking all about the latest book, Revolutionary Grandparents, out on Tuesday on Amazon.
All right. Well, thanks, Joni Abbott. Thanks to Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Thanks to Dr. Cornelia Franz as well. Thanks to Super Don, and we got Ian Clark scheduled next. ADHD, how do you overcome it? With nutrients.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
For those of you listening live on the Robert Scott Bell Show this afternoon, I'll be heading over to Winter Park, Florida for the premiere of Vax. We have two showtimes today, and we'll have Dr. Andy Wakefield and the team doing Q&A. So I hope to see you there. But right now we're going to talk about maybe it could be argued vaccine injury associated with ADHD diagnoses, learning disabilities, etc. And that's what certainly Stephanie Seneff at the MIT has said. Also, the combination with glyphosate. But we've got a lot of things to deal with neurological issues in kids and young adults today. And helping us out to address that today, you know, I'm Ian Clark from Activation Products. Ian, welcome back.
Hey, Robert. It's my pleasure to be back.
Well, it's an exciting day here because we finally are getting more folks recognizing
the lack of science on safety and efficacy of vaccines, which seemingly are resulting in a lot of neurological harm to children. And we've seen a lot of stories over the years with ADHD drugs that's, you know, it's like basically meth that is legal because the FDA approves of it, like Ritalin, right? And so many of these drugs that these kids are on, due to the harm that they experience in the medical with the medical mandates in North America, particularly in the United States.
Right. You know, it's a shame that they have taken such a potentially powerful thing and made it so dangerous on a per rata basis. And really, anybody and everybody that gets any kind of vaccines now is going to suffer some neurological damage, lesser or greater degree. So they don't have to. They wouldn't, you know, the vaccination thing, the idea originally was actually a very good concept and safe, but it went, you know, like homeopathic doses of something.
Right.
But the way they do it now, forget it.
You're right. I mean, the thing is, the concept, we've never been opposed to safely stimulating production of antibodies and recognition of potential, let's say, life-threatening, disease-causing organisms, as they're known. But the reality is, as they take a concept that may be good and they bastardize it in a very toxicological macromolecule kind of way, by piercing the skin, injecting unknown contaminants, foreign RNA, DNA, adjuvants, heavy metals, etc. Now you've got an indefensible, you know, in the attempt of something you might say is worthwhile, an indefensible methodology to do so.
Well, it's just completely irresponsible. You can't litigate against for vaccines. You can't. There's so many restrictions that they have protected themselves behind these barriers of smoke and mirrors and cloudy obscurity, and really what it is that these things are. It's actually worse than doing blood or acid in high school.
I remember hearing about that. I didn't participate. But listen, you know, back then it was, they had the Quaaludes. I think that's what I remember. Speed was something they called speed. They just used the term speed is what I remember. And, of course, marijuana. But the idea here, of course, it's been, let's say, made acceptable because if it's approved by FDA, then cool. All's fine. All's well. And then we talk about the reality of the cause of the problems. Now, not only the toxicological assault, you know, via injection or drugs, but that simultaneously reduces the mineral, let's say, proficiencies within the body, because the minerals are used in the production of things to bind and excrete toxins. So you reduce the viability of the body to defend itself from things that it would normally encounter in the natural world, because you're violating the natural world principles by injecting or introducing purposefully toxic ingredients that they claim will help you.
Right, and they claim they have to preserve it, and there's all these reasonings, human reasonings behind why they should poison it. It's just like the cancer industry saying, well, you're poisoned, you have this fungal overgrowth, you have this, that, or whatever. Let's give you some more way over-the-top intense poisons that are going to completely hammer your immune system, and we'll give you some radiation to follow that up and cut you wide open and dig all that stuff out of your body. It's just a barbaric industry. Rather than going to root cause, we try to deal with everything on a surface level. So the fire keeps burning from the source, but it doesn't, they're trying to put it on the edge. None of this stuff makes sense.
No, and we look at the kids' foods that are suffering from the ADHD. Not only are they assaulted medically, but they're often on, like I was growing up, standard American diet type food, food devoid of vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in adequate and appropriate quantities and presence, because the soils have been depleted due to chemical agriculture. And we, you know, now we've got the GMO insult and assault. And, you know, we look at the things like you do with Activation Products, the Ocean's Alive being one of the most comprehensive array of minerals and, the different things that are present there in small quantities, yet at our best, we're operating with these things at very minute quantities, and making them bioavailable, especially for these kids with gut damage, is one of those things I can't overlook the importance.
Right. Well, yeah, going into the nanonutrient world, the micronutrient world, you know, where we live at Activation is we provide people with heirloom strains of functional, foundational nanonutrients. And that allows the body to then build on something solid. Whereas if you're trying to just do a supplement program, trying to fill gaps, you're building on an unsolid foundation, because none of us for the last 50 years have had much of heirloom nutrition. It's been hybridized, genetically modified, or otherwise altered or damaged because of poor soil, monocropping, pesticides, herbicides, even the organic stuff is all like NPK organic and is completely out of whack mineral-wise. It does not have the proper spectrum.
Yeah, that's a good point, because the concept of monocropping, even if you're going organic, you don't have optimal soils there unless you know how to rehab them big time, because there are, you know, features that the farmers of old, generations of farmers, understood: the rotation of crops, the lying fallow for a season to allow the soil to regenerate, all of these things that in the, you know, food as commodity world, including organic, and maybe especially organic today because it's become such a hot commodity that you have the Costcos of the world trying to increase, you know, the amount of farmers, which I'm in favor of overall, but I recognize too, it's not the same as what our ancestors were growing, and we were growing locally. We were growing in our own yards. We had more control over the soil, and we understood these things because they were passed down generation to generation.
Yeah, and on the other hand, you have people that are pseudo-scientists saying, oh, well, GMOs are going to save the world. If you don't have genetically modified organisms, you can't grow enough food to feed 7 billion people and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, of course, people believe it, and then they manifest it, and then it becomes true to them. And sure enough, you know, everything gets GMO'd and glyphosated and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm being very facetious, but fact is it's serious business, and it's affecting everyone dynamically. So that goes right back to the functional foundational structure that we need to build on.
Yeah, we're talking with Ian Clark, Activation Products. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Big day, hopefully all over Florida. You're planning to go see Vaxxed. It opened in Jacksonville, Winter Park, Orlando, and Sarasota this weekend. And we've got some Q&A sessions today and tomorrow in the Winter Park location. And so, please take the time to learn and bring a doctor with you. They might go kicking and screaming, but my goodness, they'll be changed for the better by watching it. Ian, I want to talk to you about the ADHD a little more, because you probably had some experiences with kids or teens or young adults that suffered this way, and maybe they got a hold of some Oceans Alive and some Ease Magnesium, some things that we know would benefit, but I'd really love to hear if you have any interactions like that.
Well, the big eye-opener for me was about 2012, when I had never run into anyone personally who was diagnosed with ADHD and was on meds. And I met this young man, a very brilliant guy. His name is Brett Farrell. And he had actually came up to our island in the summertime because he was thinking about doing some work for us, because he's an internet guy.
Okay.
So anyways, he came up and he never told me anything about any medical history that he had. But we, in conversations that I got to know him over the week, the first week that he was there, he was there for 2 weeks. And I found out that he was, you know, serious ADHD diagnosis. He was on heavy meds. He was on barbiturates he had to take in the morning to get himself awake and focused on his work. And then at nighttime, he had to take sleeping pills. Now, he'd been doing this since his teens, so he would be 24 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really blown away. I said, Brett, like, oh, wow. Right. And he goes, well, you should try these barbiturates. You know, I go,
oh,
no.
My God.
Brett, of course it would be, I would be bouncing off the walls or something like that. But they were medical grade from the pharmacy, and he was on these things. And so my other medical doctor friend from Toronto was there, who's into natural stuff only. And he never prescribes medication to anybody. He just told Brett, he said, you know, Brett, there's a price that you don't ever want to pay down the road. And so we got chatting, and I did not know at the time that the Oceans Alive could do a remedial situation for him.
Okay.
But all I did, I mean, everybody I meet, I get them on Oceans Alive and the Ease Magnesium out of the gate, because that's your deep, deep level functional foundational nutrients and macro minerals.
Right.
And he got on them. And within a week, the week that he was there, he said, you know, I feel a lot different. He was still taking his meds. But he says, boy, I feel different. I feel good. And I don't seem to need as many. He wasn't taking as many as he was taking 4 a day, I believe, at the time of the barbiturates. And then he still had to take his sleeping pills. But then he left. So he was a full week, the second week he was there on our Oceans Live and Magnesium. Then he went back to Seattle, where he lives. And when he was there, then he got a hold of us about 3 weeks later, and he told me, he said, you know what? I cannot believe how good I feel. I'm 100% off of my meds. I don't need the sleeping pills anymore. He slowly weaned himself off them. Every day that he didn't feel he needed as much, he took less and less until he took none. And that was 4 years ago. To this day, and his health has just gone through the roof. He is now a massive advocate of our stuff. And his mom and his grandma and then all of his friends, everybody he could tell, because they saw such a change in him. He lost more weight. He had been 330 pounds as a teen. He had already been down to 230 before I met him. And then he tuned right into like 200 pounds. He's a big guy, you know. And he's cruising about 200 in top condition. And this guy is a force to be contended with when it comes to intelligence and genius. And he's now doing really powerful things for us to educate people online with our products. So, I was excited, so excited to see that because it was like an upfront, lifetime, right in your face yeah. validation, you know?
Well, I think that the people that become the best, how do we call them? Salespeople, even if we don't call them that. And you say this guy's working in technology and in communication, but the reality is I communicate with passion about the things that I know to be factual, true experience with, and of course I'm utilizing the Oceans Alive. We're using the Ease Magnesium every day, and it is absolutely fantastic. But you got a guy like that with a dramatic recovery from drug-dependent ADHD and insomnia scenarios, and recovering. When we look at Oceans Alive, is not a drug. Ease Magnesium is not a drug. These are supplements. These are nutrients for the body to utilize. The body knows what to do with them if we just give the body what it needs. And this has been always the story. The reality is, if we were able to put truthfully on labels what these supplements could do, I don't even want to discuss what the regulatory agencies would do, but these stories are because the body knows how to heal itself. When I say the power to heal is yours, I'm not exaggerating, and Ian Clark and Activation Products are bringing that power back to each and every one of you. We're going to take a break and wrap it up. Remember, Vax the movie. If you haven't, go see it after the show today. We'll be back with Ian to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Ian Clark continues with us now. Once again, Vax the movie. We're going to be going to see the screenings in Winter Park today. Andy Wakefield, Polly Tommy, and Del Bigtree doing some Q&A as well. Hope you all get around to see it. In the meantime, if you haven't accessed Activation Products, we have a link in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. There's even a phone number if you want to go in. But sign up for email alerts. There's like loads of videos that Ian has put up there so you can learn from someone who's been there, been through it. And Ian, appreciate you so much.
Yeah, we want to make sure everybody gets a good discount on the products. We're offering 15% to all your listeners with a RSB15 code. It should be in your links as well.
Yes.
So I sit back and sometimes things strike me really funny because, you know, food, you know, Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. But if you were, like, say if I met you 3 weeks, you were in the middle of the desert, you were starving to death, you hadn't had food for 3 weeks, you hadn't had water for many, many days, right?
Horrible,
and,
yes.
And you're like, you're going to die. You're like look like you're just withered away and you're almost dead. And then I bring you food and water. Suddenly, your body begins to re-nourish itself, and within a few weeks, you're back to a beautiful, healthy self. And I would say, look at that. The food cured you. No, it didn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You were simply deficient, which is what everyone is deficient from a functional foundational standpoint. So when people say, oh, well, will your Ocean's Life cure blah, 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 or will your ease help me with this and this? I say, well, no. Don't worry about that. Just fill up, rebuild your foundation with nano micronutrients that are the broadest spectrum in the entire earth. They're heirloom. Your brain knows exactly what to do with them. They cure nothing. They simply bring your body back to filled up again. Now you're running in a full tank. And guess what happens when you run in a full tank? You do great, just like coming out of the desert from a starvation thing, and you're saved by eating food. You know, so how could that be a drug?
Well, that is classic in terms of the perspective that we'd like to have. The unfortunate thing with regulatory capture, and we talk about that because this is a show about freedom as well. Fundamentally, it's about freedom. Is that we have an absurd notion that, you know, we're free, we own our bodies, yet the government controls what we can do to them, say to them, if you will, but say to each other about the substances that actually bring healing to the body. And of course, it's a competitive issue. with large industry, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So that's, you know, that's part of the path that we're on here with this show, is that we navigate a terrain that we talk about these absurdities, point them out, at the same time bring in those powerful components that actually do facilitate your body's ability to do what it knows to do by virtue of its birth, on your birth. So it's fun for me to reveal these things, and the stories are the most powerful ways to do it.
Right. And the powers that be, whoever they are, are able to take the English language or any language that they happen to govern and reinterpret it into an incorrect meaning, so that we now, like when the language meaning is lost, the nation is gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. You have to have correct interpretation of words, what they really mean, how they really apply. So the deception comes in where they call something what it is not and call what truly is, it's not.
Yeah.
You know, or what's not is, or what is not. So that's where the society has gone to. And people have bought into it. So then, therefore, if you talk about food that brings nourishment back to your body so your body can be healthy, they want to call it a drug.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And again, changing the language and manipulating you with what you believe to be the definition and what they call the definition, it's crafty, it's diabolical, and, you know, like I said, we're straight talkers here. We're bringing that power to heal back to you because it just lightens our load. It makes my heart happy, makes me smile, and I'm glad to do it with you. By the way, if you'd like to learn more about Activation Products, we have links up in the show notes. You can also call toll-free Monday through Friday, 866-271-7595, 866-271-7595. Remember, RSV15 gets you 15% off at checkout, and you can get the Ease Magnesium, the Ocean's Alive, the Panacea Oil, which is fantastic. I had some right before the show today. Absolutely loving it. And, you know, listen, it's just a journey that we're on. We've had to overcome a lot. You've talked about it as well. We're about out of time. But, Ian, I just love the way you're empowering my listeners as well.
Yeah, no, we get a huge buzz out of seeing people's lives improve. And that's what drives us. It's just the joy of being able to share these things with the world.
Yeah, and for Super Don, who's getting good sleep without having, you know, his whole body going into shakes because of magnesium deficiency, it's a godsend for him, too, as he said on the air. So I appreciate you, Ian. Remember, folks, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Archives available all over the place, including iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcast at Epic Times, UK Health Radio, the new SoundCloud links, as well as our home here in broadcast syndication, GCN. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.